This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced a ban on military-style semi-automatic and assault rifles on Thursday. This comes 1 week after a terror attack at two mosques that left 50 people dead and several injured. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
The new laws are expected to kick in by April 11th, and the government will be buying back banned weapons. Ardern says she expects the buyback will cost up to $138 million U.S. dollars. New Zealand, a country with less than 5 million people, has an estimated 1.5 million weapons. Most farmers own a gun for killing pests like possums or rabbits, or for putting down injured stock. Some have already surrendered their weapons after the shooting.
For me, the utility or convenience of a semi-automatic rifle weighed up against the possibility of another tragedy like we've witnessed in New Zealand is really not a difficult comparison at all.
That's Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. U.S.-backed forces continue to search through the remnants of Islamic State's final enclave in northeastern Syria, looking for fighters, mines, and booby-trapped explosives. The effort to sift through the broken buildings and shredded tents in the town of Baghouz comes 1 day after Syrian Democratic Forces took the area from IS fighters in what officials describe as a significant blow to the terror group. SDF officials said as many as 1,500 more people surrendered following Tuesday's incursion into their final stronghold, including hundreds of injured IS fighters. At least five people were killed in a series of explosions in the Afghan capital of Kabul during an event celebrating the Persian New Year. Authorities say as many as 20 people were wounded when three remote-controlled explosives were detonated near the Karti Saki Shrine in western Kabul's Shiite neighborhood. No one has claimed responsibility. Afghan Sunni Islamic militants have targeted Kabul's minority Shiite Muslims in the past numerous times. This is VOA News. It might take longer than Boeing had expected to get its 737 MAX jets flying again following two deadly crashes in 5 months. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Although Boeing had hoped to finish by Monday a software update to prevent automation from pushing a jet's nose downward, it's going to take additional time to get the changes certified and pilots up to speed, perhaps into the summer. Bucking tradition, European and Canadian air regulators have announced they will do their own safety certifications, not accepting the certification from the Federal Aviation Administration. Airline analyst Richard Abulafia.
Frankly, the FAA is at risk of losing some of its power, its soft power in terms of worldwide image.
There are investigations into whether the FAA relied too much on Boeing for critical safety matters. At least one subpoena has been issued. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
During a briefing with reporters Thursday, U.S. President Donald Trump explained that a trade deal with China doesn't guarantee tariffs being lifted. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman has more.
The work towards reaching a trade deal with China is coming along nicely, according to Trump. But he says even if an agreement is reached, tariffs imposed by Washington are likely to remain until U.S. officials are convinced the Chinese are adhering to the terms of any agreement.
We're taking in billions and billions of dollars right now in tariff money, and for a period of time that will stay.
The president says the Chinese have had a lot of problems living up to some previous deals. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Officials in Afghanistan have delayed the country's presidential polls for a second time, setting September 28th as the new date for the ballot. They also announced Wednesday that provincial council elections in all 34 Afghan provinces will be held on the same date. British Prime Minister Theresa May is trying to convince European Union leaders to approve a three-month extension to figure out how it will leave the EU. Council President Donald Tusk says a short-term extension can only happen if Britain's parliament votes in the next week to approve the terms British and EU negotiators reached after 2 years of talks. In a televised message to voters, May says she's done her part.
2 years on, MPs have been unable to agree on a way to implement the UK's withdrawal. As a result, we will now not leave on time with a deal on the 29th of March. This delay is a matter of great personal regret for me.
The other 27 EU members must approve any Brexit delay beyond the original March 29th deadline. A vote is not likely to take place until next week. Get all of your day's news on voanews.com and in the VOA News app. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.